Hello.
Here we are, another week. Ow. My sound was so loud.
Welcome to Bonded by Bravo. Another week, here we are. Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. Thank you for joining us. Bondies? Bonders. Bondos.
What was the one what was the one that Walter said?
Like, it was like three words.
I don't know. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. That's true. I love doing a hello, friend.
I like a hello, friend. They are our friends, mostly. At least for right now.
True.
When we get bigger, we'll come up with some. Although they'll be our friends, too, you know?
Hello, friends.
Yeah.
Okay. How is your week going? How was your July 4th?
It was really good. It was just a lot of mosquitoes, like the most mosquitoes I've ever personally encountered. I think I have like, I tried counting my mosquito bites and I kind of stopped at like 50. So
I know. Where did you guys go? You went to
Crater
Oregon?
Lake up in Oregon.
Cool.
Yeah, it was super cool. And it was worth the mosquito bites, but there's a lot of them.
Do you want to expand on what you did in Crater Lake, or you just want to keep it a short story, honestly, or what are we thinking?
We got up and we would crack a seltzer and just kind of roam around. We went into the lake, like it was a hike down. It's kind of a gnarly hike up. Honestly, I was looking at people going down and I was like, I don't know how you're going to get back up. Like people who were just like clearly not ready for the hike ahead.
So you were camping?
Yeah, we did camping stopped in Ashland, Oregon, which is super cute. It's actually where they have the Shakespeare Festival, if anyone's interested.
Oh, interesting. I mean, some of my friends might be.
Yeah, and it's a really, really cute town in Oregon. And then from there, just to cut up the trip a little bit, it's like only an hour and a half to Crater Lake. So then we did 3 nights of camping, 4 days. But it was funny, on the way home, we have another camping trip, like 5 hours from here up north in beginning of August. And Kyle looks at me on the way home. He's like, so we're going to go ahead and cancel that trip, right? I'm like, yeah. Word, that's done. Like, don't even worry about it. I think I already canceled it.
Would you call yourself a camper?
I do. I really, really like it. It's just, I think 4 days to like,
oh my God,
you should have seen how dirty I was. Like, I was disgusting. And then having to like,
do you not shower the whole 4 days?
No.
You're not showering the whole time.
Mm-mm. I think
so
they
did
had
you like go
showers.
In the water?
Yeah, I did go in the water. I did. I mean, I think they had showers, but like, that's kind of just a whole thing.
Okay.
I did get to see some PCT hikers, which I talked to them a little bit. For those who don't know, it's basically the PCT goes from the border of Mexico in California to Canada, basically. End at the top of Washington. So they're doing through hikes, and I just like saw them. I was like, how's it been? And they were like, it's been good. And I asked what the hardest part was, and they said they had to do 100 miles hiking through the snow in the Sierras.
This is that. So there was a book about this, and then they made it a movie with Reese Witherspoon. I can't think of the name right now.
Wild or Into the Wild.
Wild. Yep. Yeah. Wild. That's so, and
it's a really, really good movie actually.
Yeah. The book was even better. It's actually one of the books that I've ever read. I'm not much of a reader, but that's really cool.
That same woman, Cheryl Strayed, I think her name is.
Yeah.
She did that other show recently, called Tiny Little Things. And I started watching it in the first episode. I was like, what is this about? And I didn't go to bed. I watched the whole thing. I watched the
whole
season.
What's it on?
It's on Hulu.
Okay. I have a lot.
It's really good, but it's like definitely, I think, a show for women, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think the other one probably was. And just, you know, how freaking complicated life is and how complicated it can get. That's really good.
Oh, Joyce. Yeah.
So how was your week? You moved.
Yeah, we moved on Wednesday, and I hate moving, but I feel like I hate moving. And on top of that, I hate moving and I hate feeling uncomfortable and I hate my space not being organized. And it's giving me the worst anxiety. I had to have an emergency session with my therapist. She said, I'm totally normal. And she told me to take some Xanax and I'm going to take her up on the offer. And I just want to go home to my old apartment and never leave. And that's aww. That.
But I then know. Eventually this will be your home.
I know. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. But since I'm in the habit of talking about my medical stories,
mm-hmm.
which I got my first. Loving. I love that. Shout out Denise. Hey. Yeah. Hey, friend.
Cracking up. She's like, I can't believe Amy put her shoes back on. Sneakers.
Oh, like, just imagine. Oh, God. Sneakers with a. Okay. So yesterday I went for my first mammogram. Mm-hmm. On your 40th birthday, when you go to like your monthly, your yearly gyno visits, they're like, okay, so now here you go. Now you're going to get your mammogram. And so what an interesting, interesting thing. First of all, the woman, shout out East River Imaging on 59th and 1st in New York City. The woman who worked there, Jessica, she was, I actually wrote a review. You know how they'll like send you a review to follow up about your experience? I actually wrote one because she was so incredible for someone who's never gotten a mammogram. She just like walked me through it. And from all of my medical experiences, she just was so pleasant. She was so helpful. She said like, this is what we're going to do. This is what it's going to feel like. They shove your boob into this. Like you put it like on a plate and they like adjust it to you. And then they have this plastic thing that comes and smushes it down. And then she has a thing that cranks it even more to make it even tighter.
It was wild. Did it hurt really bad?
Yes.
For how
I mean,
long?
I don't know. Okay. So this is what she's like, okay, breathe through it. The other thing is because I have a scar on my neck right now. Mm-hmm. You're like being pushed against this plastic thing. And so you feel like it's stretching your skin. So it felt like my skin was stretching down and like you have to turn your head. So my skin's already stretching down. And because of the scar on my neck right now, mm-hmm. I can't really stretch it a lot. And I was like, oh my God, my scar is going to gash right open. Didn't happen. Shocking. But I don't know, like in terms of pain, it was uncomfortable pain, but not unbearable pain, if that makes sense.
But how long does the pain?
Oh, okay. The pain. So I would say 45 seconds.
Okay.
You're like, but you have to do, yeah, you have to do two each boob.
To do what I said.
And then you have to, yeah, a lab rat.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. I think she was surprised by how calm I was, I guess. Or like, I was like, okay, yeah, just show me what to do. Yeah. Okay, cool. Like, yeah.
You're like at a doctor's every 2 days.
Look, this is the life that I live.
I know. If anyone has any medical concerns or questions, go ahead and DM Amy.
Don't. You don't want to hear my opinions about, you know, all the things. So that was my mammogram. And then I found a Trader Joe's in my new neighborhood, and that started making up for all the other stuff. So,
did you not have one in your old neighborhood?
No, and the Wegmans wasn't close, or not the Wegmans, and the Whole Foods wasn't close either. And now, well, Trader Joe's, okay, I said in my neighborhood. That's not true. It's 30 blocks away. However, 30 blocks could be a $10 cab, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is the Whole Foods is 3 blocks away.
How far are you from Central Park now?
Oh, like 5 blocks. Oh, five avenues. 5 avenues. Okay. Actually, that's not even true. Yeah, 4 avenues.
I love that, though.
A 14-minute walk.
That's nothing. Mm-mm. I love it. No. That's great.
Yeah. And then we have another one on the East River side. So, we're in between two parks. I'm so happy to be back by the water. I have to remember this when I'm having my mental breakdowns because I don't have a rug and a freaking desk.
You'll get all those things. Those things.
Yeah. And then, this is the other thing. I woke up yesterday morning and I had freaking bites on my legs. And I was like, if I just fucking moved into an apartment that has bed bugs, I'm going to cry. And I had a whole entire panic attack. It was fun. And then I realized that we didn't sign the bed bug disclosure in our lease agreement, which is a New York state law that you have to sign. When you sign a lease, you have to sign a bed bug disclosure, meaning like your landlord has to disclose to you if there have been bed bugs in the apartment in the last year. Okay. And I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh my God, they lied to us, blah, blah, blah. So I've just kind of been spiraling. I think I am going to take the Xanax for dessert tonight. Yeah.
Wait, so what is it then?
What, the bugs? I don't know. Yeah. I didn't get any today. It could be like, I mean, I was like outside. I was moving. We had them once in New York and it's like, it's not a dirty or clean thing here, you know? It's like, welcome to New York City. And I cry. I mean, talk about spiraling. I was losing my mind. So unwell.
Yeah, because that's just a whole thing. You have to wash everything, like your shoelaces.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've had it once when this was in Philly, though. And that was in the midst of living with all the mice. So, like, I was done.
That's what, yeah. And I was like, if we moved in here now and they didn't send us the bed bug disclosure, I'm peacing out. Yeah. If that's it. But I'm spiraling a little bit. So, I mean, I didn't get any bites yesterday. Hopefully everything's fine. It could have been a bug. Maybe this is what happens on the Upper East Side. I don't know. But I mean, honestly, the apartments, like the building is taken care of so spotlessly that I probably am spiraling and hopefully it was nothing.
Yeah. Well, let's
what are we talking about today other than bed bugs and mammograms?
We don't have a ton just because it's like a little light in Bravo right now, but it looks like it really picks up like kind of next week. But we can just get right in to initial reactions over Kyle and Mauricio.
I've read like so much. Well, I think I said last week on the episode that those pictures with Kyle and the chick Morgan looked so comfortable. I don't know how to explain it, but that selfie they took that she posted on her Instagram for some reason to me just looked so, it like wasn't a question to me that they were in a relationship in that picture. I don't know how else to explain it. Like there was this is comfortableness a word? Comfortable.
Yeah. I was just scrolling on her Instagram right before we hopped on, just kind of doing a deep dive. And I think I even know what photo you're talking about. So,
yeah she put it in like a camera roll and they're like sitting there. And it's just, I don't know what it is. You just know something's. Yeah.
Also, why so many photos with just her? Like, we don't see that many of like her and Teddy or her and.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I feel like any of her other friends, it's always been Mauricio, her girls, her, sometimes Justin Sylvester, and then all of a sudden this woman, Morgan.
I don't think there's anything that's sadder than a marriage breaking up. And I mean, not anything sadder, but I think a marriage breaking up is so extremely sad. They have four kids. Like, I can't imagine 27 years. Like, you've been with someone for almost 30 years of your life. Like, that's insane. It's not like I think so many people look at it as like failure and not failure. Like, if you can put up with someone's bullshit for 30 years, like, gold medal to you. If it doesn't work out, like, that's okay.
That's still a success.
I just think, you know, it's more like they were like the Bravo couple, you know, even more so than Lisa and Ken. And I don't know why, but maybe because they were like young and fresh and new. Like, I think so many of us could see like, oh, this is what I would want. Like, she had young kids. She had this dream home. Like, she was building it together.
And I think too, because her kids are featured and they're on Instagram like we see their social media. So we feel like whereas like Ken and Todd, we're not quite as part of it. Also, I don't even know if Todd has an Instagram where like Mauricio brings us in as well.
Yeah.
Like the whole family has been bringing us into their lives.
And I think Mauricio's so relatable in a sense. Like he's like any one of us would do the deed. Maybe not relatable, but attractive is what I should have said.
he is gorgeous.
Well, they were – so I don't know if you saw the blind in Dumois that said allegedly he's been paying – like he got a sugar baby, this bag. Like it was in Dumois saying that like this house husband bought his sugar baby this six-figure bag or whatever. And then it was also in one of – maybe it was Bravo and Cocktails or Dumois where they said that they just took out – a mortgage on their house. And the only reason you would take out a mortgage like that has to do with something about getting divorced because they have so many properties together that this would help them like refinance things or I'm messing this up, but it was basically saying like this mortgage that they took out on their house is because of like I guess when you're married that long and you have all these properties, it's so expensive and tedious to get divorced that I'm wondering if they're just going to figure it out a different way, you know?
Yeah, because I know that they don't have a prenup. I actually saw that.
Holy shit, get out.
No prenup.
So
when that thing that you're talking about right now, I actually, I don't know if you saw, I sent you a message on Instagram of the article and it basically said, am I dumb? Like, what does this mean? Why? And you kind of just explained it, but I was just like, why, what, like, how is this a sign of divorce, I guess? But you kind of just touched on it.
Sorry.
Yeah, no prenup. That, wait, how do you, I didn't see that Demois one. How do they know it's Mauricio?
Oh my God. Well, they just did the thing. It was a blind submission. They didn't say Mauricio, but like when you read it, you know what they're saying.
Got it. Like,
yeah, it says like this real estate house husband of an OG, or what? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was like there's no one else it could be.
Got it. Okay.
And oh, the other thing that it said, a lot of them said, there were other blinds saying that like they're surprised that his girls at the agency don't speak out allegedly because he's had so many affairs and had them sign NDAs with people he's worked with. Not affairs, maybe, who knows, maybe they were open, maybe it was this, maybe it was that.
Whoa. I was really hoping, because I know that there have been rumors about them for a really long time. I feel like people were almost like, how could Mauricio be this hot and like have this successful business and not cheat on her and be in like Hollywood? And so I was just like, please, like, don't be like, I was really just hoping that that like nothing would come out dirty like that, especially because he does have four young girls that are probably the age of some of these sugar. Yeah. Like, that's weird. That's weird.
I don't think it, I mean, is it that weird in LA? Is it that weird in New York? Like, this is what you see in all the house husbands. They're always like dating younger.
Totally. I think it's just his daughter's also working at the agency.
Yeah. Well, one of the blinds said was like, they're surprised that one of them wouldn't have said anything because it's like so out there in the open.
And how would they like not look at their dad a little dirtier? You know, I mean, I know it's their dad, but I think it'd be pissed.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's a little strange. I don't know. The thing with Kyle, I mean, I was like trying to, because they don't have a prenup, I'm like, is this going to be a situation where they just sort of like
separate it
indefinitely? But then probably. I'm like, what if they start, you know, it's always like you want to hope that it's going to be so amicable. And I know that they're saying it is right now, but they have a lot of money on the table. Like, how is that not going to get messy if they both end up in other like kind of long-term relationships?
Oh my God. Imagine being the person, the only person that would put up with that shit on the other side, like, is going to be some young girl. It's like, it's okay. He's buying me my Birkin.
Yeah. That's so.
I also was thinking like maybe they're trying to, did their daughter get married yet? She didn't get married yet, right?
No, Farrah? She didn't.
Like, part of me is like, maybe they'll try to stick it through to then. Like, what did you think of her statement saying that they're not getting divorced? I don't know if I believe it.
I think she only touched on the divorce word because people wouldn't put out bullshit. Right. So, and People's article said separate it. I think after that article came out, the divorce word started to be played around a bit. And so they denied the divorce, but not the separation. And I wonder, like, what was the catalyst? Like, and the other thing is, if this has been going on for this last year or whatever, and they were filming, are we going to see any of this?
Well, and see, this is what's weird to me is because, you know how when they're filming stuff, you usually get little nuggets from Bravo and Cocktails or from Demois? Like, I didn't get any nuggets. I didn't see that. Yeah, you know what?
I know. I feel, yeah, that's so true.
So that's part of me. I'm like, because usually you'll kind of know what the storyline is. I mean, it's unfortunate if you follow this, not unfortunate, but like if you want to be surprised, at least like all they've said about Beverly Hills is that it's been like kind of mediocre. There's not much going on. That's what I've read.
Yeah, same.
Huh. So I know it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is. I know that they're film. I think they're currently filming Beverly Hills, buying Beverly Hills season 2
on Netflix. I loved that.
I did too. I don't know that they'll really touch on, like, I kind of feel like, are they going to try and like make it just about real estate and not about the drama? But it's Adam DeVello, I think, who is producing it. And he is not that guy. Like, he did The Hills, Laguna Beach, like,
wait, I thought Adam Sunset. Adam DeVello's doing this too?
I think maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong. Yeah.
What is it called?
Buying Beverly Hills. I might be wrong. No, I don't know why. I just assumed, I guess. Pretty sad. I as a Bravo fan, we obviously hope we get the scoop on TV.
Just a little bit. But also, it's like, how could she not? You know, like, how could Kyle not share?
She has to. I mean, literally, she has to.
And I just think it would be crazy to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, more Bravo. What else we got? VPR started, they're obviously filming. Ariana's going on Dancing with the Stars, which we knew already.
Is that confirmed?
Confirmed.
Nuh-uh. I didn't know it was confirmed.
Yeah, I think it was everywhere.
I haven't been on anything today.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting. Derek
Huff was like shooting from something about her. Like, he was on June 8th this morning. And then did you see that Demois post? Like, there has been a few of like Schwartz and heated conversations, like Sheena and Lala. And then he was like sitting, someone posted, I think just yesterday, he's sitting with Sandoval and they're apparently talking about the bar and having like a pretty, I don't know if it was heated, but like a disagreement about the bar, go figure. And I just, it made me think, like, what really does this look like moving forward? Like, is it just going to, if the Toms aren't even really in cahoots right now, but they're both separately alienated from the rest of the cast, is it just going to be watching
them two
like Ariana filming all of these things, something about her, the girls doing their thing with James, apparently Jax is filming, and then Tom, and then Tom.
Well, and did you see, I don't know if you saw too in the blogs, do we call them blogs? Posts, sure. Bravo, whatever, that they are hiring new people.
I did see that, and I don't know if this is for that.
Right, like one's going to care.
Unless it was Brad and Logan.
Oh, I would love them. Well, I mean, Logan was on before.
And why aren't they?
Part of me wonders if Logan left because James, because they killed that storyline. That storyline where James was hooking up with. Yeah. And if you go back and you look at that, I went back and that's the season I watched. And I was like, there is no way in hell that they were not sleeping together.
100%. 100%.
I have a theory, allegedly, on my own, allegedly, that James drinks so much because he hasn't accepted his sexuality.
Oh, this is interesting.
This is my own theory that has nothing to do. And it's why he also is like overly obsessive, love bombing all of the women he's with. It's because – and like suggesting to propose to Allie and all of these things, because I think there's a part of him that might be hiding behind – the women a little bit, like those. Yeah.
I mean, that happens often.
Yeah. And not to out James. I mean, I think that season is what they tried to do. But there's other things in the blogs that are talking that there's going to be this bomb dropped about James.
I know, we're all going to be eating our words, me especially.
Yeah. I mean, same. And I was not, but I hope what they're saying in the alleged accusations aren't true. There's alleged physical altercations with females, allegedly. But that's just what some of the blogs are reporting from, different sources. I just think, you want to hope that that's not true.
We've talked about this much yet, but thoughts on this whole Valley Village show? It sounds boring.
Right. Like,
what could it possibly be? Like, could there be enough there to have a whole show about it?
Well, I think if it was the original plan, I have to be honest. Like, if Stassi's not in it, I don't really care. As much as like I know you don't love Stassi, yeah. we all know that she's what people are watching TV, mm-hmm. like watching the show totally. For. Yes. So if it's just Kristen, Jax, and Brittany, like I can't see like what would that do for me? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, unless they're trying to start kind of building a bridge so they start this other show, eventually the current VPR cast like goes on to that show and they bring in new or cancel just yeah. VPR.
You know, when you go back, I've said this before and I'll say it again, but the original intention of VPR is there. It's the same as Below Deck. Like if mm-hmm. every season we saw more people working at these restaurants, hooking up with each other and fighting each other at the bar, if we saw more of that every season and like every season it's focused at the restaurant and the back alley and like we're not always following people onto their real lives, like the original idea, that idea works.
I agree. And not only that, I think, you know, I'm happy for all of their success, but like, stop filming at these restaurants. Like, we know that you guys are not really there. Like, and not that they're trying to tell it, like, force us to think that or trick us into thinking that, like, all of them still work there. They have really scaled back on that. But there were a few seasons where they were trying to say that, like, they were still working and they weren't. I mean, I think maybe once a month for filming, but, like, right. that's it. And I just think seeing young, hot people in restaurants hooking up and doing their thing will always be interesting. Always. And it'll be especially interesting when they're not rich.
I was watching these old casting tapes of them going back. The best part is when they don't have money. The best yes. part is when they don't have the house. The best part is when their microwave and air conditioner don't work at the same yes. time.
I love that. You know why too? It's so relatable because none of us are living in these like mini mansions in the hills. Like we're just, it's not happening. And right. especially for most people who are working in the service industry, it's not happening for them either. Like my sound just got weird. Yeah, I just feel, I think that there's like so many places, not even just in LA, right. like New York City, I'm sure has a ton of opportunity there yeah. for these kinds of shows.
I, like I said, the idea is there. Like what the yeah. meat and potatoes of it are there. Mm-hmm. If they would give it up, I mean, that's what I was going to say is the one thing. So when I was watching the like Dumas, Bravo and Cocktails, whoever yeah. showed the clips of who was there the night that they were filming there, none of that felt authentic. I was so cringed out. It's like Lala's dancing on a table. They're surrounded by fans while they have cameras in their face. Like oh, none yeah. of this feels authentic. Like,
yeah,
you know, our friend. Oh yeah. We forgot to tell our friend yeah. was there.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground and got pictures of Ariana and said that it was like a whole weird situation. Let me go back and read his text.
It's yeah. funny because it's funny that he was there because he's so like not into it. not. I mean, I think a little bit more so now than previous years. But the fact that he was even at Sir, I don't even – when I go down there, I don't even bother asking. I'm like, we don't have to do anything like that. Even though I'm dying to.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'll read.
Okay.
He said, literally everyone is here. They had to sign NDAs. James is now DJing. Schwartz and Ariana did not interact.
Yeah.
Katie and Schwartz were very separate. Katie is just hanging with her shorty haircut. We love Katie's shorty haircut. Schwartz was the first to arrive and took every photo with fans.
Yes. Ourselves.
Because he doesn't have any friends. He's just yeah. here for celebrity. Lisa was there next. And then everyone showed up. Took photos. James immediately started DJing. He said it was the most LA experience. He did say James's skills were surprisingly good.
Huh. That's yeah. funny because my cousin saw him in Asbury Park and said kind of the opposite. But I don't know. Maybe.
He said it was the most LA experience of my life. I would like to say my least favorite, but he said it felt beyond cardboard. He said, God. I signed the waiver. I get it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Ben sent us pictures of him signing the waiver and then just a selfie of his face saying that he looked hot so he doesn't care. True.
I kind of forgot that he had this, or that he signed a waiver.
Right.
They'd be dumb not to just film him anyway because he's so damn good looking.
It's him on that show.
Yeah. His face is like actual perfection.
And like his hair, and like he's the only one that could pull off like the creepy mustache. That's who we were visiting in LA when we saw Lisa Vanderpump last time. And there was a moment where I just stared and looked at him and I was like, God damn, you are so gorgeous. Like,
I know his face is so symmetric. It's good for him.
He's the epitome of handsome. Anyway, what else are we supposed to be talking about? Shout out.
So this will take us right into.
Oh,
so there's been some casting news this week. Summer House casting came out. Carl and Lindsay are out. Sam is out. I know that you didn't care for her, right?
Sam?
Yeah, you didn't, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay. I didn't mind her one way or the other. I thought that she brought more than, say, like the rest of them, just because she was single for most of it. I do really just, I'm like, were they not listening to the people? Because just give us a new cast. Just give us a new cast. I do not need to see Kyle and Amanda in that house for one more summer. I am done.
I would, Kyle, you're 41, bro.
I am so done with them in this house. Why do you even want to be in the house? Of the paycheck, I guess. But they should be doing well off a Lover Boy by now.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I'm just not interested. Did you see that?
Danielle, so Jennifer?
I don't know. They didn't say anything about her.
I already know what you're going to say.
Why?
I think. Did I see Jennifer Lawrence on
where she talked
about Paige and Craig?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with what she said. She said, I don't think he's her person. She said more. I can't remember line for line, but she basically was like, no.
Yeah. She said, she paused and then she said, they'll get married if they want to. And then like paused again. Now the only thing like
there's a reason for that pause.
They were just in Italy with her family and I was like, oh, this looks like they're in like a very happy, I mean they were in Italy, but they looked like very, I was like, oh man, are they like each other's person? And then I don't know, I guess we'll see in Southern Charm. Like, when did all these shows come back?
Yeah, where is Southern Charmed?
I don't know.
I feel it.
And
I feel fall. Like, I feel like Paige is more, I feel like Paige isn't as needy as Craig, isn't going to be able to deal with a needy man the way that Craig is.
We've already seen it.
Yeah. And I also, for her, how much I love her, it's made me look at her like, really, girl? This is what you're doing? Like, just wait till you're like 34 and you're like, no freaking way am I going to do this for the rest of my life. No, thank you.
Especially because I feel like she can't even have a good time if he's drinking a lot. Or maybe I'm just like, when I watch him, I think of myself as like, if I'm in that position watching him, I would be like, just, I can't. Like, I don't even want to just get out of my face. You are so annoying. You cannot even drinking Bud Lights. How are you getting that messed up on Bud Light? You got to pee every 30 seconds. Like, this is crazy.
I have so many things to say about this, but I will just say it brought me back to this flashback. Should I talk about this? It was right before I was breaking up with my ex, and he had told me that he went off his antidepressants and was hoping to get a reaction because, like, one of the ultimatums I gave him was, like, if we're going to stay together, because this is what you do when you're, like, reaching for crumbs. Yeah. It's like, if we're going to stay together, you have to go on antidepressants because I don't know how to handle this. This is kind of dark. And again, I was like, not even 30 years old. And he's like, okay. And then I decided that I was going to move away. And he's like, I just want you to know I went off my antidepressants. Like, he wanted me to care because I probably would have in the past. And I was just like, it had nothing to do with his mental health. It was like he was testing me to see, like, are you going to stick by me? Are you going to, like, it was like this, like, sick test.
It was a test.
Yeah. And I was like, I am so good on this. I am so good on this, sir. like he was drunk as a skunk on his Miller Lights. And I'm like, yeah. And it just makes me think like, Paige, this is going to get old real quick.
I hope for her sake that she can that they do a long-term relationship first. Like, I'm not talking 2-3 years, like 6 years before an engagement.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say something. I thought you wanted her to stay with her for 6 years.
For her sake. I don't know if Craig would be down for that, to be completely honest, but
I also think have
she needs to see this through for a long time before marrying this man.
I have a lot of theories, but I'm just going to keep my...
Oh, I want to hear it. Give me at least one.
I just think like if you're telling your partner, I don't want to get married. I'm not ready. I just don't know if I believe the not ready thing. And I don't know if it's because in my personal experience, I just used it as a
deflect or.
Yeah. I just was like, I'm just deflect. I'm like pushing this off for as long as possible. So I just kept saying I wasn't ready. But I don't know like if that's what everyone does. But in my case, that's what I did and just kept saying I wasn't ready so that you would never do it. And I would never have to have that conversation.
I guess because I'm like in a relationship that's like, I guess marriage isn't the end goal.
Yeah.
To me, it's so normal to just do it for a long time and then.
But and see, that's the difference. Paige, all she talks about is like her dream wedding. True. Like I've never even like the thought of you in a wedding dress for as long as I've known you. Like the thought, like I've thought of you being in a partnership and maybe married, but like there's never been this like, I've never thought like Jenna's going to carry flowers in a bouquet and wear a white dress. Like,
oh my God, could you imagine? I was talking to my mom about this recently and she was like, it doesn't have to be white. And I was like, how about like yoga pants? And she's like, no, you got to get a little dressed.
Like, you can do whatever the hell you want. Joey Lynn wore a red dress with white flowers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but and she like, it was like a sundress.
Yeah.
No, I mean, for real.
You know what's so interesting though? Paige did used to talk about the marriage thing a lot. And then it feels like since getting more serious,
it got real. Craig, exactly.
It switched.
Because it was like about to get real.
Yeah. She was like, wait a second. Yeah. I mean, I think that Winter House trip when they were together, probably, I think that set them back quite a bit.
I mean,
how could it not?
Yeah, because to me it was like,
it was a nightmare. And it was with Corey and they were like in their frat boy vibe or whatever. Like, no.
To me, that was like Summer House when we first saw them together. Like, oh my God, they're so cute. But he seemed annoying. And then the next, when you saw, it just seems different from all the relationships that she's been in. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
She seems to wear the pants with him and I don't take her. Like, I feel like she should be in a relationship where she feels taken care of.
Yeah.
And I don't know from all of that.
Yeah, I was really shocked with the casting news. I was like, there's no way they're going to bring Kyle and Amanda back again. We see them on Winter House too. Like, give me a break. They don't bring anything to the table. What? Like, I need to know what's happening in the Bravo exec room. And they're like, you know what? Kyle and Amanda, they just keep giving. Like, we have to keep them. Like, that conversation can't be happening, right?
What? And what are they giving? Like, what
That's
did
what
she
I mean.
What did...
What like yeah, what is no. what are Bravo people but, saying like behind the scenes like the execs and stuff who are making the decisions like they have to have like reasons why they're keeping the cast. What does that look like?
And that's what I'm saying. This is another perfect recipe for a great show. Go to the 25-year-olds' houses. Go to the 25-year-olds' houses. Find those people, the 25-year-olds who have a summer house.
You know whose house we need to be at? What's her Mike Rubin's daughter, Kylie. We need to be at her summer house. Do you see?
How like, do you find these people?
Because I've been following this Mike Rubin's
white party.
Yeah.
Oh, let's chat about that. Was great.
Yeah, I love seeing the content from that.
Oh my God! Did you hear that there was a Kim and Tom Brady? Like they're shipping the Kim and Tom Brady, and I don't know if I disagree.
I don't really disagree either. Like, I could totally see that working. They're both super successful. They have a lot of business ventures. They're, like, I don't know. I definitely could see it working, although it would be, I think, bi-coastal, and that's tricky. But they do both have kids.
But, I mean, technically, so is her and Pete, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could totally see it. I really can. Yeah.
What did you think of this?
Why not? Like, they're both, even if they're just, if that's like a quick, you know, like, let's just hook up for a little bit. Like, we're two of the hottest people, like, objectively on planet Earth. So, like, let's just do this.
It's like, give the people what they need. Yeah. What did you think of this week's episode of Keeping Up?
Okay, so.
I know we're almost at time, so I want to be conscious.
Okay. So, I did want to touch on the New Jersey casting, though, because both Melissa, I mean, there's not a lot there except that Melissa and Teresa are both back. So I hope that it's in their contracts. You guys are done talking about the family stuff.
What are they going to talk about? They couldn't possibly film together.
I don't know how they're, I would love to know what's happening behind the scenes on how they're going to like make this work. But that was like visceral, like there was like hate on that, on that reunion. It was like not even,
I mean, not to mention the threats of like mob mentality, like actual, like criminal, you know?
Yeah. Wild. But okay. Anyway, Kardashian. So I was, of course, really bored. I also noticed when I hit play, it said episode 7. And I was like, is that right? So that's crazy that we are 7 episodes in and nothing's happening.
No. And her, like,
what's going on there?
This 14-minute conversation about.
Oh, my God. It was 14 minutes, wasn't it?
It really was because my internet was going in and out since I just moved to my apartment. And I kept having to go back to the space. I'm like, 14 minutes? We're still doing this. For 14 minutes, they talked about the Dolce & Gabbana saga. And I was just like, is this for real? And then the producers were like, you guys both said what you wanted to say. And I'm like, did they? Was I watching the same conversation about did they or didn't they? It was a lot. And I mean, coming off of last week where they closed down the entire DMV so Kim could get her picture taken, I was just like, this is hard. This is a hard one to relate to.
It's not given very much, to be honest.
I have to be honest.
It's a show about Khloé and Kim hyping each other up, which is great.
Which I like that,
not for TV.
I have to be honest, Khloé, to me, I will like her giving Kim that advice sitting on that couch. I was like, this, like, I could be friends with this bitch. I love her so much. And I did feel, you know, Kim going through all that stuff with Kanye is so inconceivable. I couldn't even imagine what that's like as a parent. And, you know, the things that you must worry about that your kids are going to see and trying to protect them. I did like the moment where it was her and all the kids sitting around the couch and like goofing off and like kind of seeing. I did feel like that was a little bit of a day in the life, if you will.
Yeah, that little saint, he is so cute. Yeah, that stuff with Kanye is pretty wild. I was trying to figure out because they didn't exactly say what it was until they said, like, she was upset, but we didn't know exactly until it ended up being all that anti-Semite stuff, which is just like crazy because then when she said, you know, you feel for this person and you want them to come back, but then you're also like mad at them. Like, that's got to be so challenging, especially because he's the father of your children. Four children.
Right, because if he wasn't, you could forget him or like try to move on. But like you still have to interact with this person. It's just, I mean, that's just, oh God, I can't even imagine what that's like. I can't.
Yeah, I think it's really good that he found this other woman because
everything it's
quiet from his front for a while now, which is really ideal.
Let's do a little bit of MFK with the Kardashian guys. People who have dated the guys. Okay. Marry, fuck, kill. I know. Tristan.
Their guys aren't great, actually, as attractive as they all are.
And how, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tristan, Lamar, or Kanye?
Oh, boy. I hate this one.
Yeah.
Okay, marry Lamar. Yeah, fuck Tristan, kill Kanye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, marry, fuck, kill, Kris Jenner edition.
Okay.
Corey Gamble, This is gonna be tough.
Should we even do this one?
I'm like watching. I'm watching my mouth. I'm like Corey Gamble, Caitlin, OJ, and I was like, this is not good.
This is not great.
I don't know about you, but Corey to me is such a fucking creep, man.
You still never sent me that video.
Oh, okay. I need to find. But like, he just gives me such creepy vibes. Like, he said, "Happy birthday" or "Congrats, beautiful" to someone this last week, and I was like, ew, it was, I don't know which kid it was. Anyway, yeah. Okay, who am I doing?
How about Courtney? Courtney's got Courtney. The hottest of them anyway.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, but that's, okay, marry, fuck, kill. Scott, Travis, and the French, what was his name? Giannis?
Eunice or something?
Eunice. I mean, Eunice. Oh.
Okay.
That's so Mary, easy. That's not even, marry Travis.
I don't know. My God. Maybe fuck Travis.
Are Mary you kidding me?
Kill Eunice.
Oh my God. Fuck Eunice. Marry Travis. No, I really like guy. Scott. It's true. I really like Scott.
I know. Scott's funny. He'll just make you laugh, you know?
He's so I know.
Like words to bring everyone right
and
back down to
the fact that he calls his son Raymond. Like that will, I'll never get over that. Okay, so I know that we didn't have a lot of TV bonding moments, but any bonding moment you had over your weekend camping at Crater Lake with an actual human?
I feel like Ayesha and I had a lot of like bonding moments. Like there was a moment we were sitting there, we were like, who would have thought that we would be sitting here? Like that we would be in Crater Lake right now, like 10, 11, whatever, how many years later. She was like, yeah, if someone told me that you and Corey were going to be my people, I would have laughed in their face.
It's wild how that restaurant brought us some of our people. It's crazy.
I know. Yeah. It's so crazy. How about you?
Let me think. Oh. Oh, what'd you say?
Did you and Meek have any bonding moments?
No. During your move? Fuck no. No, I did. So me and my friend Saoirse, we love to go out and have, I don't know why we call them, I mean, maybe I just made this up, Saoirse and Amy nights, where like we'll go out. And so we decided to go out. We had a plan to see the fireworks. We always have plans to do things and we just like never end up doing the thing. We ended up getting like having too many drinks and doing whatever. So we actually went out on 4th of July and we were supposed to go see the fireworks, but instead we went to the West Village and like bar hopped. We went to Dante, which is always on, Dumois. Didn't see any celebs there, but then just ended up like doing a little bar crawl around there. And
that's so fun.
It was. And the rush, we went to a restaurant. You always stop for food in the middle of your Saoirse and Amy days. And we stopped for food at this restaurant and we're like, yeah, our mood, like, I'm just like not in the mood. Like I'm stressed. Like let's not make this like a real night. Like two glasses of wine later, the restaurant's like basically telling us we have to leave. It's like dark. She's like, does this look like we need to leave? They're like, we're just going to pack up every table around you. They started taking, they're like, you're almost finished with your drink. We're like, all right, we get it. And like working in the service industry, you hate being those people, and we were those people. We're like, can we just be before you close? Like we were the people.
Oh my God.
But
I love that.
Yeah, that was it. You know, good. Get through. We'll have more to talk about next week.
So next week it'll be the 2 season finale of Below Deck. Then after that, Australia starts. We also will have Crappy Lake.
Yes.
Then we'll also, it's going to be kind of overkill because, overload, whatever. Yeah. And then Miami and the new Roni.
I can't wait.
So
I'm not watching the new Roni. I am protesting that.
Well, I will be all in.
And are we? I guess I feel like we
of Orange County this weekend because I have nothing going on.
That's actually not a bad one. But are we covering Housewives now? I guess we just are.
Well, if it's, I think like let's watch an episode each. Like we'll.
I'm
watch
not watching
them.
Roni.
Okay. Well, then Miami it is.
I'm not doing it. I'm protesting.
Okay.
I don't want to hear from these people.
What if it's great?
No.
Okay, goodbye.
Anywho. We'll see you next time. This has been Bonded by Bravo, friends. Right. See you later, friends.
See you later, friends. I got to go to work. Bye.
Okay, bye.